You're listening to a 1FM podcast, and it's that time of the week again. Hi, Steve is on the line. Whatever happened to?
Yes, how are you going, Josh? Hope that you and the listeners are going well, and we've got a very, very interesting gentleman for tonight's show. A very, very colourful life, and I don't know whether I'm even going to do justice to it.
Okay, well, sounds intriguing. Who is it?
It's PJ Proby.
Oh, I know him. I'm probably thinking about it. I don't know much about him, though, so this will be good.
Nah. Well, I hope I can do this justice. It's a very interesting life. Now, he was born James Marcus Smith, so I dare say once again, you're probably not going to get too far with that, on the 6th of November 1938. And he was born in Houston, Texas. He was actually a great-grandson of an old Western outlaw by the name of John Wesley Hardin, who I think was his mother's great-grandfather. And this particular fellow, John Wesley Hardin, you'd have to look him up on Wikipedia. He had a very, very colourful history as an outlaw. So, and there's parts of Mr. Proby's persona that indicates that he was a bit of an outlaw in many respects too. He used to sing with the Baptists at the Afro-American Baptist gospel singers. And at age three, he was recorded by his uncle singing Roll Out the Barrel. So I thought that was an interesting start to life. His father was an affluent banker, and he and his wife actually divorced when he was nine, when Proby was nine. And as part of the divorce settlement, he was actually made a ward of the state, which meant that neither parent actually had custody of him. So in the end, he was actually sent to three different military schools. And he graduated from one one in Illinois. And he'd already decided at that particular stage that he wanted to become an actor and singer. And he moved to California. Now, under the persona of his first name, which was Jet Powers, he was nominated to be called this by his Hollywood agents. He took acting and singing lessons, and he played some small roles in films, none of which I've got written down here because I didn't even mention what they were. He had two singles under the name Jet Powers, which were called Go Girl Go in 1958 and Loud Perfume in 1959, and neither of those songs did anything. But in 1960, a songwriter by the name of Sharon Shealy, S-H-E-E-L-E-Y, who actually wrote Poor Little Fool for Ricky Nelson, which is a little piece of information which I found out this morning. She told him to adopt the stage name PJ Proby, which was actually named after a former boyfriend of hers. Now, what happened to the original PJ Proby? I've got no idea. I don't know how he would have taken that, but that's an interesting sidelight. And this particular woman, Sharon Shealy, she was actually going out with the singer Eddie Cochran at the time. So she secured him an audition for a gentleman by the name of Dick Glasser of Liberty Records, which this audition was successful, and Proby signed with the label. And after several unsuccessful singles, which seems to be fairly much the norm with a lot of these singers, he turned his hand to songwriting. And in 1962, he then recorded some demos for artists such as Elvis, Bobby V and Johnny Burnett, who's of running bear fame, whose last UK chart success was Clown Shoes. And that was credited to Proby's real name of James Marcus Smith. He also was a session singer for other artists, and it was also part of the Hollywood Argyles hit Alley Oop, which was a song which was made up of session singers, and he was part of that particular group of people that had that song. Now, he decided to go to London after this and was introduced to a fellow by the name of Jack Good, G-O-O-D. He was a television musical theatre producer. Now, I might ask you, Josh, to check this out. One of the particular Wikipedia photos of this gentleman actually might remind you of a current-day Australian premier. Well, no prizes for guessing who it might be.
Okay.
Now, I'll get you to look that up while I'm going on.
What was it? Look up. Who do I look up?
His name is Jack Good, G-O-O-D.
Okay.
Now, under this fellow's guidance and being introduced to the world via a TV special called Around the Beatles, which Proby appeared on along with Cilla Black, our old friend Long John Baldry, and Little Millie, who sang My Boy Lollipop, Proby's success run of top 40 songs and great hits commenced. And the first song he had was Hold Me, which is 3 in the UK, 5 in Canada and 13 in Australia. He had another one called Together, which was 8 in the UK, Somewhere, which was from West Side Story, that was 6 in the UK, 17 in Canada. All of those songs were in 1964. And then he had Maria, which was number 8 in the UK in 1965. And Maria, of course, was also from West Side Story. He then had Mission Bell, which was 1965, and that was his most successful song in Australia, and that reached number 3. But he became infamous, and I don't know whether you, Josh, or the listeners would be aware. I dare say some of the older ones would definitely know about this. He became infamous in 1965, in January, when his trousers split across the knees during a show in Croydon in London. Now, that wasn't so bad, but when it happened again 2 days later, he ended up being subsequently banned in every major theatre in London, in Britain, and from appearing on the BBC and ITV television channels. So that's how it was back then, John.
Oh, no.
Now, did you look up that Jack Good as just interrupting?
Yeah, it looks a lot like, you mean, did I look up Daniel Andrews? Because that's who he looks exactly like.
There's one profile photo there that does look exactly like him. That's quite correct.
Yeah.
Now, getting back to PJ Proby, this scandalised the British press and public and caused his career to lose momentum. And he did actually record quite a few songs after this, which were quite successful, but they were the last ones that he did record for almost 30 years. Those songs were called, and I don't know whether this was a direct result of the incident, the song was called I Apologise. That was finished at number 11 in the UK. I Let the Water Run Down, that was number 19. That Means a Lot, number 30. All of those were 1965. And Then You've Come Back, number 25. And To Make a Big Man Cry, number 34. Those were 1965. I might say that most of those particular songs I'm not overly familiar with, and I think they were mainly successful in the UK. And then there was a further song which I find a most intriguing song called Nicky Hokey, N-I-K-I-H-O-K-E-Y, which is a sort of a down south song with some of the language in the song, and that was in 1967, and that was his biggest US single charting single. That came in at number 23. Now, with his career in Freefall, we move along a little bit to 1971, where he appeared as Cassio in a rock musical of Othello, and this was called Catch My Soul. And he performed in nightclubs and cabarets, as a lot of these people did after they lost their momentum. He's singing 60s dollars and rhythm and blues. In 1977, he appeared on Opportunity Knocks, which was a big show back in the UK, and he wore an eye mask and was billed as the masked singer, so people didn't know who he was, although I'm not sure whether he fooled too many people. He then came back under Jack Good's guidance, and he portrayed Elvis in Elvis the Musical, but was fired from the show for ignoring the script and ended up talking to the audience. But like I said, this fella's he defied convention in a lot of ways. In the 80s, two songwriters called David Britton and Michael Butterworth, they attempted to revive his career and got him to record covers with various artists, including Prince and Phil Collins. But again, project failed because Proby, in their words, hated everything we ever did and only wanted to record country stuff and ballads. So he very much his own man, our friend Mr. Proby. Now, in the early 90s, he appeared as himself in a musical which was called Good Rockin' Tonight, and also in a new production of Elvis the Musical, and playing Roy Orbison in Only the Lonely. In 1997, he toured with The Who in the US and Europe, performing as The Godfather. And now, you might remember The Who actually had quite a few rock operas. Well, this was their third rock opera, and he appeared as The Godfather in one which was called Quadrophenia.
Yeah, it's a good movie. And good movie.
Yeah, he's in that. That was in 1997. He toured with The Who, so that was very interesting that he would go into that. And then in 2004, he actually toured Australia, and from February to May 2006. In 2004, and in 2006, apologies for that. In 2006, he actually appeared, and guess what, Josh? The Solid Silver 60s show throughout the UK.
I think everyone you've said's been on from the 60s has been on that show.
Quite accidental. I never find this out until after I go, not again. But sure enough, it supposedly went through 6 road managers and drivers on this trip, although some sources say it was 8. So, as you can see, it's a very, very controversial fellow. Now, in 2008, EMI released 25-track album, which was called Best of the EMI Years, 1961 to 1971. 1972. That featured his singles and two unreleased recordings, one of which was Delilah, which was written for an album of his in 1968, but he decided not to record it. And as we know, someone else did and made it a very big song. Toured again on a 60s tour in 2010. In part of his personal life, in 2011 he was charged with 9 incidents of benefit fraud, but was cleared of all charges. Going back a little bit, in 1968 he declared himself bankrupt. He was once arrested for vagrancy, and in 1973 he was jailed for shooting with an illegally possessed weapon after threatening his then partner, and or wife I think she was at that stage, Claudia Martin, who was Dean Martin's daughter. And in 2015... he performed a duet with Van Morrison, and I think Van Morrison did quite a few of these shows with different artists, and singing, would you believe the name of what this is called, Josh? Whatever Happened to PJ Proby?
Oh, wow.
Well, but I'm telling you, I'm doing the story, not Van Morrison and PJ. I'm doing the story for this, okay?
Can we play that song, yeah, though?
I don't know of it. If you can find it, you can if you want to. That's fine. It won't feature my voice on it, though.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
In 1992, he actually decided, after a long period of time, to turn sober. He had a heart attack on a Florida beach and hasn't had a drink since, evidently. I might add that I was looking up to see if any of these people still perform, and sure enough, only recently, on the 17th of April, he performed at a Blackpool theatre. So he's still going at the age of 83. So you'll be pleased to know he's still alive. I don't know how he's still alive after I've read plenty of stories which I can't relate to the listeners here, but he's quite an amazing character. Now, he lives in Worcester in the UK, and I put down here, this was the first fellow here that ever appeared with his hair tied with a ribbon at the back. It was actually a purple ribbon. You can't see because most of his stuff's in black and white. He appeared with a ribbon at the back of his hair, and he was a very colourful character who did it his way. Absolutely no doubt about that. I might refer the listeners to several articles about PJ Proby on Google, which they could look up and read a bit more about this fellow, because I don't know whether I've done injustice or not. And one of the articles is called Whatever Happened to PJ Proby, and there's another one called PJ Proby Biography, etc. So you can certainly look those up and find out a bit more about this fellow if you didn't know anything about him before. So Josh, my choices for songs, you could put these in any order you like. Mission Bell is one of my favourite songs, and I think we'll go with that one to start off with.
Okay, well, here's PJ Proby with Mission Bell. Yeah, I know that one. That's a good song.
Yeah.
Mission Bell by PJ Proby.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good, because if you listen to some of the other songs that he sings, his voice range is quite good. Now, you know that I'm a great rap for our friend Jay Black, but this fellow's got a very, very, very good range, and his version of Somewhere and also Maria are quite remarkable and show the versatility that he had in his voice. I've chosen a Somewhere as one of the songs, Josh, and also a song called Hold Me, which was his first big hit, and another one called Nikki Hokey, which is a very interesting song. If you can work out the words that he's saying without looking up the lyrics, you're doing very well, because I had to look them up and I'm trying to sing along with it, and it was very difficult.
Oh, okay, well, there's a challenge, but I know Somewhere from West Side Story, isn't it? Same with his other
song,
Maria.
That's correct, and also the other great song that he had was Maria, which is also from West Side Story. You can do that. You can play those two if you wish, but I'm just offering those other two as alternatives. So this bloke is a fascinating case study. How he's still alive after the life that he's led and the stories that he's told is beyond me, but he's certainly done it his way, and he's very much a part of the 60s folklore.
Yeah, well, a bit like Keith Richards, going to live forever.
No, well, that's right. I don't know how these people do it, but they've done it, and they're still going, so it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Steve. Another great one, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, I don't know. He might be pretty hard to follow, PJ Proby. I might have to go for a bit more of a subdued personality next week, just so we can all calm down a bit. But look forward to doing it again next week, Josh, and all the best to you and the listeners for the week.
Yeah, take care, Steve. Have a good week.
Thanks, mate.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.